it really is difficult to put into words what the FA Cup run has done for this football club. It's just changed the whole face of it. It now has the opportunity to be a club that it's always wanted to be, or that it maybe was once but wants to be again. And, you know, the difference in position in terms of the club this summer as to where we were last summer going into it is just chalk and cheese. It's, you know, the FA Cup run has really changed the whole face of things. So, you know, I think if you'd asked me, finish 10th, no cup run, or finish wherever we might finish and the cup run, then you take the second every day of the week. And, you know, we've had the cup run of everyone's dreams, one maybe once in a lifetime. It's enabled us to grow already, but it will mean that what we want to do in the next 3 to 5 years we'll be able to do, you know, without having to look over our shoulder financially, which is crucial. And I think the other thing as well is that should add into the mix that, you know, we've more than doubled the crowds this year. So, you know, all the things are moving in the right direction. I know that performances in recent weeks have not been what we wanted. But, you know, we'll get to the end of the season and make all the decisions that are necessary and then be ready for next year in a much better place.
So the club's raised its profile through the FA Cup. Inevitably, that's been the case for you as well. Now, this might not be for the public domain, but I'm going to ask anyway, as I think people will be interested. What's your contract situation? I know at one stage it was a rolling contract. Is there something more permanent now?
Well, look, I mean, this is not the right time to talk about anything like that, or with players. You know, we've still got two very big games to finish up with, and we want to try and perform, and hopefully with a bit more freedom in the last two games, and get the right results. You know, I've already had some discussions with Jez and with Dave this week, and they'll continue over the next 10 days. But look, I think what I really would like people to focus on is that, you know, every football team has its era, and the era for this group of players, especially those that have been here for 2 years, has been the best in the club's history. I think I'm right in saying this is the first time the club has actually been promoted to the Football League. It was voted in last time. You know, so they've got that on their CV forever. You know, two trips to Wembley, as I've said, doubled the average crowd, taking the club to Manchester United. You know, and I really want those things never to be forgotten, you know. My comments after the game on Saturday were based around the fact that, you know, whatever's happened in the last 2 months, this football club, this football team deserves, you know, to be in the folklore for supporters forever. And, you know, and that's all I'm asking, really. You know, we've got two games, an away game at Oxford, which I hope will take big support, home game against Burton, against possibly the champions. You know, two opportunities to show the football team, you know, what they really think about their efforts for their football club, because, you know, they've given them a totally different football club through their efforts. You know, I'm not looking for anything personal. You know, the manager and the staff just do their job. It's the players that takes the football club where they go. And this group of players have taken this football club an awful long way in 2 years. And, you know, I just hope and I really want that to be recognised by every single supporter over the next couple of games. Because it will evolve in the summer. Some of them may not be here. Some or many of us may not be here. Who knows what's going to happen in the next 2-3 weeks? But you know, this era for this team has been fantastic, and you know, I think they deserve every credit and every recognition that I hope everyone's going to give them over the next 10 days.